In my years of traveling, I've made a list of travel tips. Number one, and most important, wear sunscreen. Travel tip number two, learn a bit of the language, but that said, Chinese is not easy. Luckily, for the traveler in Taiwan, signs in the major cities are also in English, but the Chinese characters fascinate me. After a week, I think I'm able to recognize the sign for exit and can say hi and thank you. Travel tip number three, when I'm lost and don't know which direction to go or even why I'm there, anywhere, I just have to sit down, breathe. Today we're high up in the Alishan Mountains of Taiwan, so high that we're actually in the clouds. I love the smell of clouds, and the deeper I inhale, the closer I get to where I want to be, in the moment. I'm on a trip around the island of Taiwan with a group of travel writers.
Travel writers don't know what's going on.
Down off the mountain, I sit next to Jerry Wingenback. He does a lot of traveling. His advice?
Before you leave home, take all your luggage and walk around the block with it. And then figure out if you really need all that stuff. Here's another thing. When you go up to local, never ask a good restaurant. Don't say, where should I go to eat? Ask, where do you go to eat? Travel is fatal to prejudice. It's fatal to narrow-mindedness. You can tell people who've traveled and people who haven't traveled. There's kind of a worldliness about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Taiwan High Speed Rail. Stopping at
I do some part-time travel writing, but I consider myself a full-time vagabond.
Kurt Weisner published a book he co-wrote called Honeymoon with My Brother. He's been on Oprah. But now, we're on a train, speeding along Taiwan's hazy countryside.
Pack lightly. If you forgot it, you can always buy it when you're there. We need more Americans out there traveling. The stat was less than 10% of Americans had a passport. It opens their minds to other cultures, makes people probably a little bit more compassionate to other parts of the world and other cultures.
We wish you a pleasant journey.
As American travel writers, we're out there on the cultural front line, representing our country. And that brings me to travel tip number four. Nothing says, please don't hurt me, like Canadian flags on your luggage.
Oh, you start with my name? My name is Rich Carlson. I'm a photographer.
I first met Rich at the airport.
And I also do some travel writing.
He was wearing a nice shirt, tie, sports jacket, and a mildly creepy trench coat, not looking like he just came off a 13-hour flight.
I think we represent America when we are abroad. And if we look like we're in flip-flops and a t-shirt and shorts, you know, that's the impression that people are going to have of us as Americans. And I think we're better than that.
Rich's travel advice?
I mean, I never check my luggage. I just refuse to. I mean, what do you need that many clothes for God's sake? You know, as you yourself pointed out, turn your underwear inside out. You know, turn your socks inside out.
For the record, I never said turn your socks inside out. That's just wrong. The trick is to wear sandals if you're out of socks. So why travel?
I've been to Laos, Cambodia, South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Zambia.
This is Bobby Sotnoff, a lovely, crazy travel writer.
Why do we do this?
To learn, to get a better perspective of the world. It's not just about you. That's one of the reasons I travel.
I'll end with this last observation. Good traveling is waking up each morning and having to ask yourself, where am I? But the best traveling is having to ask yourself each night before you go to sleep, who am I?